Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
If you want to follow along with the scripture lesson today, the text is going to come from the 107th division of the Psalm. Psalm 107, and we're going to be reading just the first nine verses. These are verses that I have spoken from before a number of times. The Lord has drawn us back here today. I want to say a few things by way of introduction before we do read that text. And this will not be news to any of you, but life is hard. Life's difficult. There's no two ways about it. There's no way to get around it. Life is often difficult. We encounter struggle. We encounter disappointments and hardship and sickness and loss. And we've seen that this week. We've seen it probably in some respect every week of our lives in one way or another, something that makes life hard and difficult. Life is not an experience of one joy to the next, to the next, to the next, without any interruption of a burden, a pain, a fear or loss or any of these negative things. Life is a combination of all of it. And often we are tempted to be overwhelmed by the difficulties of life. Sometimes we feel as though we are going to be overcome by it. And it seems to me, speaking from my own perspective, I believe probably you share this thought, that our church has been hit by a number of things of late, of difficulties and hardships. And John, on Wednesday night, and this is when God really started to work here in my heart, he began a thought on that Wednesday night that has continued with me since then. He spoke to us of the greatness of God and the need to be reminded of that. And I very much enjoyed that, and it has been a thought that I have kept near to my heart as we've gone from Wednesday evening, and I thank John for that lesson. And today I want to continue a little bit on that theme. And today, though, and not just the greatness of God, I want to speak to you about our need to ever be always thankful to Him. Certainly for His greatness, for His kindness, His love, and maybe some things that we'll share with you today. But this is nothing new to you. You know this in your mind. You know this in your head. I know it in my head. I know it even at times when I am not thankful like I ought to be. I know I should be. And yet I'm not always like I should be. And here we find the difference between knowing something and feeling something. Knowing something merely in a textbook intellectual way where we can answer the question correctly, and yet even as we answer the question, ought I to be thankful to God at all times, in all situations, we can answer that question if we've been raised in church much at all, if we've read the Bible much at all, we know the answer to that question is yes. But knowing that answer and living that answer are different things. At least they have been in my own life. The times in my life when I know that I have failed to be thankful the way I ought to be, it's not for lack of knowledge. It's not for lack of biblical understanding. The Bible is as clear as it can be that we are to be a thankful race of people. As human beings, and certainly as God's people, but I would tell you today, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, you owe your thankfulness to God. for your very life, and for everything that you have. And any hope, any shred of any real hope that you can cling to is owed to God. The struggles that we face in our life, they could lead us to a place of discouragement and even apathy or fear or a walking away from that we know is true and right, and we must resist that temptation. Spiritual strength and power, I believe, is inextricably linked to our thankfulness to God. We will be no more spiritually healthy, no more spiritually powerful, no more spiritually able or capable to meet the challenges of our life than we are thankful to God. It is our adversary who desires to take from us a thankful heart, and he knows that by so doing, he's going to rob us of much, if not all, truly, of our spiritual strength. And so I just want to speak to you today about the power of thankfulness. I know that we just observed this holiday a couple of weeks ago, and we all stopped and paused as a nation to consider the things that we have to be thankful for and the reasons that we have to be thankful. And that's a good habit, and it's a healthy thing, I think, for a nation and indeed a world to do. But knowing it, feeling it, experiencing it, and living it, they are different things. And so as we look at this text of Scripture that you likely are already well acquainted with, as we look at this passage today, I don't want you to just merely dismiss the passage or dismiss the thoughts that are contained within it because you know it. I want you to examine your heart and be honest with yourself and with God and heed what it is that Spirit might say to you and place yourself before Him and not merely us or me or even yourself, but to place yourself in the very presence of God. And you can't do that alone. But may that be our prayer as we look at this text of Scripture, at these nine verses of Psalm 107, where we are exhorted, encouraged, and indeed commanded to give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble, and gathered in from the lands, from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man, for He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. A principal attribute of the child of God, a principal attribute of worship is a heart of thankfulness. We are again commanded over and over and over in Scripture to be thankful. But I would ask you, as you examine your own life, as you examine the culture that we live in, the society, the world that we live in, maybe the typical person, it seems that thankfulness is something that is distant rather than close. This attitude of a thankful heart for the things that we have. It seems as though in our own day that thankfulness doesn't seem to be at the top of a list of things that people feel outwardly, that they express outwardly. It is so often the case that it's the expression of our life is the things that we desire, long for, hope for, rather than stopping and thinking and being thankful for the things that God has already given. But thankfulness is at the heart of a life that is spent worshiping God. We are commanded in Scripture clearly to give God thanks. In Ephesians chapter 5, it reads this way, "Be filled with the spirits, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." And we've done that already this morning. Singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. I love that phrase. It never really had struck me like it did as I was preparing to come this way this morning. Singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always and in everything. Talk about a verse that is easier to memorize than to live. I don't know of many that are harder than that one. It's easy to memorize those words. It's easy to know that I am to be thankful always for everything. And yet it is so much the calling of the Christian life to learn how to do that. How to be thankful at all times, in all places, in all circumstances. And again, that phrase, singing and making melody to the Lord with your hearts. Our very hearts are to sing a melody to God. A melody of thankfulness to Him. And I wondered as I read that, does God enjoy the melody, the song, the singing of my heart? Is it a song that pleases His ear? Does my heart make melody to God, or is my heart so often filled with other things that are not saturated with thanksgiving to Him? Does the song that I sing Him, is it a melody that He enjoys to hear and to listen to, or is it a disharmony with His word and with His will? Is it something that in His ears it does not bring pleasure, but it brings pain or disappointment or whatever the case might be? Does the song of my heart make God happy? Does the song of your heart bring God pleasure? Not just the words, not just the activity that goes on outwardly, maybe doing all the right things. But does the song that your heart sings to God bring Him pleasure? That's what we're commanded here in Ephesians to do. Paul said, singing and making melody, not merely to one another, but to the Lord with your heart. What song is your heart singing to God today? Is it a song of thanksgiving? Is it something else? Have you ever known someone who you knew made God glad by listening to their heart? Somebody that just is a child of God and clearly in their life they are thankful, and it's not fake, it's not surface level, it's not made up, but it's just a disposition of thankfulness to God in their life. Those people's hearts make a melody that is enjoyable to listen to. And I believe God enjoys listening to it as well. And then, on the other hand, have you ever known someone that it seems like it's pulling teeth to get them to admit anything for which they have to be thankful?
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.